Hi, this is Luis calling from a national opinion survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions facing the next presidential elections. Do you have a time?
Sure. Are you with the Democrats or the Republicans? Who are you with?
No, we're an independent research company, Miss, and this is important because this is only for females. And thank you for taking my call. I speak with Tyra Rice, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm calling for a national opinion survey, and I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about facing the next presidential election, Miss. Can I ask you, are you speaking in the name of person on this list? Is Tyra Rice, right?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race? Caucasian, Black, African, mixed, Hispanic, Asian, Native American?
Black.
Okay, thank you, mate. Thank you. What is your age, Miss?
In my early 50s.
Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chance that you will vote in the November 2024 election for the president, Congress, and other office? Is definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes. Yes, I'm definitely voting. Yes.
Very good. Thank you very much, Liz. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, it depends on, like,
Generally speaking, is the global view.
I don't know. I think undecided. I don't have an answer to that.
Okay. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to fighting inflation, providing affordable childcare, reducing crime, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, improving the economy, reducing gun violence, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to your democracy, protecting LGBT rights. Which one do you
can you
prefer?
Say that one more time.
Yes,
slowly.
Yes, miss. You can select up two of these. Fighting inflation, providing affordable childcare, reducing crime, standing up to the race in racism and discrimination, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, improving the economy, reducing gun violence, investing in maternal healthcare to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, protecting voting rights.
Okay. So listen. Inflation and
Okay. In your opinion, Miss, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
All right, what's the question again?
Yes, Miss. In your opinion, are the economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
The economic situation getting worse.
Okay. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select this one. Too many people depending on the government for handouts, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, inadequate programs to help people in the poverty, poor life choice and values by some, sexist or equal pay or treatment for women, not enough good role models, racism and discrimination, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, lack of good praying good opportunities, or poor work ethic?
So I would say inequality.
Okay.
Racial discrimination.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, next question. And how much... we're almost done, Miss. We're almost done. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban book that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Sorry, what's the question?
Yeah, the question is, have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
Yes, I heard that, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you support or oppose the effort to remove or ban books from the public schools? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you very much, Niz. Now, this is very important questions. Now, I would like to rate your feeling towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and affordable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cool and unaffordable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cool. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion,
but only the ones that look pretty. So the 3 right here on this side.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm sorry. Just say it one more time.
Yeah. Basically, I will tell you numbers. For example, Joe Biden, and if you feel no cold, no warm, it's about 50. If you feel too cool or unaffordable, is 0. Or if you feel very warm, very affordable, is 100. So I ask you, Joe Biden, what do you think about Joe Biden? 0, 50, or 100?
100. This side, this row. Yeah. Yes, those
okay.
3. Yes.
Very good.
And no, not. The 3, right there. Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Oh.
It looks right from my side. No, it don't look like. Yeah, okay. Okay. Those are 3 on that right here. That's fine. Thank you. Then, thank you. I'm sorry. They called me about this political survey. I blew them off a couple of days ago. I'm trying to answer it. I'm sorry.
Don't worry, I understand.
Yes, one moment.
Take your time.
Don't worry.
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
Don't worry, Miss.
Hello.
Don't worry. Yes, I'm here. Don't worry. Thank you very much. And what do you note from Donald Trump? What do you note the kid?
Dislike him strongly.
Oh, okay, very good. Kamala Harris?
I like her. Strongly like her.
Beyonce?
Who?
Beyonce. I don't know why they include Beyonce, but they include Beyonce in the survey, Miss. I don't make the survey.
I strongly dislike her.
Okay. And Kevin McCarthy is the new representative of the Congress. He's a congressman.
Who?
Kevin McCarthy.
McCartney.
Yeah.
Strongly dislike him.
Okay. Barack Obama?
Strongly like.
Okay. The gay rights movement, LGBT?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. And the last one, critical race theory or CRT?
I strongly support teaching CRT.
Thank you very much. We're almost done, Miss. I know this is way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom would you like to vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Cornel West, or another guy?
Who was the other person?
Donald Trump as a Republican, Joe Biden as a Democrat, and Cornel West as a third-party candidate.
Oh, you said Kanye West. Really?
Yeah, Cornel West. Yeah, yeah.
So it would be Joe Biden.
Okay. And switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact your personality using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will be have a major impact in your life, 5 means a moderate impact in your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all in your life. You can...
Wait, say that one more time.
Yeah, what? Yeah, miss. Yeah. I think rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0, which 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact in your life, 5 means a moderate impact in your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all in your life. So affirmative action ending. And affirmative action.
What?
Affirmative action ending.
Affirmative action.
Yes, exactly.
Affirmative action. Say that one more time. What about?
Yeah, and affirmative action ending will be between 0 and 10, which be in your life?
I'm sorry, what is 10? That is, it will impact my life?
Yes, correct. For example, the country's economy going into a recession soon will be impact in your life strongly or will impact in your life poor? We can say no much.
Okay, so let's go back to, I think you said affirmative action. So that was... strongly impact my life. And
okay.
Then you said inflation. Did you say inflation?
No, I said affirmative action ending, and the next one said the country's economy going into the recession soon. It's not inflation exactly. Recession is more strong, more deep.
Going in the recession, right. So that would strongly affect okay. My life.
Okay. Climate change?
Okay. Huh?
Climate change.
3 months, what?
Yeah, climate change. Climate change.
Climate change.
I'm sorry. Climate change. Yeah, you're right.
Yes, it would strongly affect me.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Crime and violence in this country?
Strongly affect me. I'll beg my own. I'm sorry, I'll beg.
Oh.
Strongly affect me.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. For example, the first one, the government should provide a free childcare to all families. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Very good. Drug addicts and non-violent offenders with mental illness should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison. Strongly agree, somewhat agree.
I guess I agree.
Okay. Athletes should compete in sport based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify.
I strongly agree with that, strongly.
Okay. The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it?
Yes, Miss. The government should provide a universal basic
Thank
income.
Thank you. Have a nice one.
Yes. The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
Well, what citizens? Who?
Adult citizens, yes.
Disagree. Strongly disagree.
Okay. Okay. Children under 18 years old should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
Strongly agree.
Okay. The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
Strongly agree.
Okay. And this is the last one. The government should pass a law requiring employees to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Well, we already have this. FMLA. Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you very much, Miss. In which is any of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their work paid time off? Sickness or serious injury, mothers giving birth to child, caring for a family member with a serious health condition, fathers whose spouse or parent is giving birth to child, when dealing with a mental health episode, fathers adopting a child, a death of family member, or mothers adopting a child.
So I strongly agree for all of them.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Miss. How do you often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
How often do I experience what?
How often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life?
Oh, sexism.
Yeah, sexism. Okay. And have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Car was stolen or broken into? Violent crime, social assault? Home was vandalized or broken into? And money or property was stolen?
No.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We practically end the survey, Miss. And I'm give you a thanks. I am going to read you some categories. Stop me when you get your category. Okay.
Wait. Say that one more time, slower.
Yes, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you a some category.
Twelfth grade.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Okay, thank
Wait,
you very
say
much.
It again. Say it again. Wait, say it
yes.
again. So
yes.
What was the last level of high school or school I completed?
Yes, correct. Exactly.
I graduated high school, 12th grade.
Thank you very much, Miss. Are you married? This is the last one. Are you married, unmarried, living with a parent, single, separate, divorce, or a bi-wife?
Single.
Okay. And do you have any children, 18 years old, of age of younger, living with you in your household?
I have no children.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban? Suburban or rural?
I live in an urban environment.
Very good, Miss. Thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week?
Zero.
Once?
Zero.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of the new outlets or station for each. Please let me how often you regularly watch or read them in the spam up at the week. Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS, very often, somewhat often, not often, or seldom to never?
Very often.
Okay. MSNBC, very often, somewhat often, not that often, seldom often, or seldom or never?
Seldom.
Okay. Your local TV news?
Very often.
CNN?
Seldom. I don't have cable, no cable.
Okay. Okay, and Fox News? Fox Nation?
Never.
Okay. And regardless of how do you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Do I think of myself as a Democrat?
Okay. And which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse employer, health insurance you both and pay for yourself, no health care insurance.
Employer.
Thank you. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You, your spouse, you and your parents? Your child?
Me, just me. One person in the household, me.
Okay. And we reach the last question, Miss. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including every in the household? Just stop me when I get your category. Under 15,000? 15,000, 30,000? 30,000, 50,000? 50,000, 75,000? 75,000, 100,000, 100,000, 150,000, and 150,000.
150,000.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No. Hell no.
Okay. Very good, Miss. Thank you very much for answering, and thank you. I really agree for your sponsor, Miss, and have a great day. I really appreciate your time, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.